Have you ever looked into the night sky and wondered, are we alone? We've learned so much about the world and our universe, and yet we realize there are so many mysteries yet unsolved. If you are interested in the unexplained and mysterious in our world, then join us in The Night Search, a forum for discussion and exploration of the world just beyond our reach. And now, your host for Night Search, Eddie Middleton.
Welcome to our show here on June 23rd, 2015. And Augie Anast from out in Tucson is going to introduce our guest. He's co-hosting guest-wise tonight. Augie, would you introduce our guest tonight?
Okay, I sure will. I'm glad to be here again. Tonight, we're going to go down just a little bit of a different path. We may not have gone this path before because we are going to be talking to an indigo child. You have probably heard the term, but very few people knows what it really represents. Let me give you an example. And hardly anybody knows about this. In fact, there's a book written about it, but it is not in English, so it doesn't really matter much in the United States. The Russian president, Mikhail Gorbachev, and his wife, Raisa, had a son that was an indigo child. When the child came into this world, it was a painless birth. He walked at the age of a year and a half. He could read when he was 3 years old. The kid was extremely bright, and he had learned several languages by the time he was seven. He developed photographic memory. And at the age of 10, he started to be an advisor for his father, Mikhail Gorbachev, when Mikhail was the head of the KGB in Russia. And this was because of his knowledge of the human condition and how people think and what is in their mind. He also had a very keen insight into predicting the future. And he was hardly ever wrong. He remembered where he came from before he was born. And he came to Earth to stop mankind from destroying themselves in a nuclear war. He told his dad who he was and why he came here and what his dad had to do to become a dictator of Russia so he could implement the programs of Perestroika and Glasnost, and eventually bring down the Iron Curtain so Russia could join the rest of the world community and remove the big danger of a total holocaust of nuclear weapons. Now, Mikhail and Raisa's son, he's no longer here. Because as a late teenager, he disappeared. And in the book that was written about him, Raisa explained that by the time he was a late teenager, he insisted that his parents went out to the dacha with him. Dacha is a Russian cabin in the woods where they can go and relax and have fun. And when he got there, he sat down and told them about where he came from again, and explain more in depth of it and why he came and what Mikhail had to do for the future. And he said that today he says, I'm going to bid you farewell. And this is what Raisa explains in the book, that he says, we got to go outside, and when they came outside, there was this big round ball that came out of the sky. It was 30 feet across, right about 10 meters across. And it landed right in front of the dacha, and a little door came open, and there was a walkway that came down, and their kid walked up the walkway. It all pulled back into the ball, and the door closed, and the thing shot off into the sky. And they were standing there.
This is all in the book.
That
is all in
the
book.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And they were standing there. They just were standing there for a long time afterwards, looking up into the sky. And There's more to it, but that's we are going to have an Indigo Child as a guest on the show tonight. So I will introduce to you, he's not a child anymore. He's now 32. And he lived through the hardships that these kids usually have. And he's a founder of an organization called the Seeds of Eden. And normally, Indigo children don't talk much about their abilities and insights, but our guest tonight will. And his name is Justin Irish. And welcome to the show, Justin. Are you there? I guess...
Yeah, maybe he's not brought him online yet.
Don't sound like we have him yet. And then until we get him, let me maybe elaborate a little more on maybe this child that I was just talking about.
Let me ask you this question. You say Gorbachev's wife wrote this book?
No. There was a gentleman from South America. I seem to remember he was from Brazil. He went to Russia. He was well connected with one of the family members of the Gorbachev family. And he heard about this kid, and he went to Russia, and he spent some time with the family of the Gorbachev family. And Raisa and Mikhail, they told him about this, and they explained what happened, and he went back and wrote a book about it. And I will presume that the book is in Spanish as well as possibly in Russian.
Oh, it's not translated into English yet.
No, that's what I'm told it is not.
Oh.
This will be a very interesting one, because when the kid explained what Mikhail had to do, it was a lot of details. And he said, this is what you have to do by that time, because then conditions will be in place so that you will have this position. And he went from the KGB, as you know, he was kind of, there was another favorite that the Russian proletariat had kind of selected to become premier. But that guy was out of town when they needed one right now. And Gorbachev was there, and... he became the president. So things fell into his lap, so to speak. And he was also told by his son that just because you are alone do not mean that we cannot help you. The kid told his dad that he had never had human form before. He came from another reality, I would presume to think. That's what I understand. And he came here to take on this human form to lead the people, or especially someone that would have power enough to bring down one of the empires. He probably figured out that it wouldn't work in the United States. But in Russia, because there is one man that has total dictatorial power at that time. So they figured that could work. And if you think back on history, it kind of makes sense, because Mikhail Gorbachev, he went totally against what the KGB wanted and what they recommended, and he totally turned the tables on them. When he started to take down the Berlin Wall, you know how it started. And it is really unique, and the thing about it is very few people in the U.S. knows about this.
Oh, I've never heard of it at all. And,
yeah.
And this man who wrote the book, he's a journalist or what? What kind of writer is he? Or?
That I don't know. He wrote a book, and I don't know how other books he may have written. I don't know. I know very little about the writer itself. I read the story on a website that spoke of this. It was out of Europe, so which is probably most of the good stuff. You'll read it out there.
Yeah, I sure would like to learn more about the author of that book and the more details about what's in the book.
Yeah, I know it because it's a phenomenal story.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this is like typical of other indigos that have these kind of connection with where they came from. Go ahead.
And a lot of them do. Quite a few of them actually do remember where they come from and what they were before they took on the body and got born. So there is some similarities, and that's what we were hoping to talk to about Justin Irish about tonight. If Justin is calling in on his own, he may remember to dial 1, and you will get into the chute where we are.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I could. I've studied the concept quite a bit, so it's up to you, Eddie, if you want me to talk more about this, or if we should make it for another day with Justin.
I think let's at least go to the bottom of the hour. To the top of the hour, and then we'll. If we haven't got him on by then, we'll just go ahead and sign off and hope that we can get him at another time. And maybe he's on another time zone, and he was. Possibly didn't know.
I called him about 2 hours ago, and he was on his way back home, so he was planning on it.
Well, maybe he got delayed. That could be it.
Yeah, it's possible. But I tell you though, let me just continue a little bit here, and when Justin gets on here, then have him dial 1, and then he gets into the chute where we are, so we can talk to him. Indigo children, it's kind of a new concept, but the kind of person that they are dates back quite a while, because back in the German Empire, these kind of kids that had insights and abilities, they were all over the place. And, back in time, later back than that even, there's stories about young kids that has phenomenal abilities. So I don't think it's a new concept. But the indigo children of today, they are kind of withdrawn, because obviously when you have abilities, when you can read minds and you can manipulate the environment around you to the point where you can do stuff that nobody else can do, kids are cruel. They would just ostracize you if you start showing that you got special abilities like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it scares the adults. When a young kid come and tell you something that, let's say you're sitting to thinking about something, and then without having said a word, your kid jumps right in the middle of it and says, "Yeah, I totally agree with you, Dad. How about this and that? What do you think?"
Yeah.
They obviously that they're reading your thoughts. And that scares adults. Especially if they're buried in religion.
Yeah. Now, Justin Irish, our guest, we hope still for tonight, have you had a chance to talk with him at length about his life?
Yeah, we talked some about that. And, of course, I also have done, my own research into it. And I'll tell you, there's a difference in the genetics between an indigo child and a regular kid. When I say regular kid, I don't really mean that, because they're all special kids. But there is some things, you know, you have, for the physical body, around the physical body, you have a bioelectromagnetic field. And that is part of what is called the aura. The aura is what you, let's take an example. Let's say you can take a leaf. A leaf as big as your hand. And then you take and cut it in half. And then you put it on a plate under a Carillion piece of photo equipment. When you take a picture of that leaf, you will see the blue outline of the rest of the leaf. The one part that you cut and took away. It's still there.
Yeah.
If you start blowing that up, you will see the strings, you can see the veins that bring nutrients out to the leaf. It's all intact in the etheric field or the aura around the leaf. It's the same thing with the human body. If you can compare the genetics of a regular kid to an indigo child, you're going to find that the indigo child have much more of the genetic code. Let me turn that around in the phrase, saying there's less, actually much less junk DNA. A lot of the strings that is sticking out, and, you know, a human body has about 90% junk DNA on the two twisted strands. But the indigo children, they have more of that connected, so that there is obviously some things that is working for them that is not working for us. That makes them different. And a lot of times when they have these abilities, they know they have them when they're kids and they grow up, and then after a while they get ostracized so much that they quit doing it. They just shut it off.
Yeah, well, how do they get the name indigo to begin with?
Boy, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That I'm not sure.
And I think there are a couple of other gifted children in other parts of the world, they go by other names, like in China, and I forget what they're called. But
yeah, that could
be. All totally fascinating. I sure wish we could have this guest on, and I can't imagine what happened, but
yeah,
hopefully he's okay. Yeah.
But let's just let me carry on a little bit about these genetics, because
Please,
talk about the two twisted rods of life, as the Sumerian tablets speak of the genetic code, every human pretty much have the same set of genetic code, with of course variances for what you look like and so on. But these kids, their genetic is a little tighter. It is connected more, which gives them more abilities. And when you think about it, 90% junk DNA. Where in the world are all those fingers sticking out that isn't attached to anything? What was attached to that at one time? What was removed from our genetic code when we were created? Well, I know some of that. But all you have to do is to read the Sumerian tablets, and it'll tell you. Enki, when he created man, actually Lulu was created before Adam, and when they created them, they took away certain abilities, like long life was taken away from them. Knowing of the other person's mind was taken away from them. And several things like that. So we were degraded. Have you heard this saying that God doesn't create any junk?
Yeah.
That's a lie. Just a flat lie, because if there wasn't any junk, all that junk DNA will be connected to something and give us all the abilities that was taken away from us. But the indigo children, they have some of those abilities. Justin talked, he told me that he has been experiencing levitation to the point where he can almost do it at will. So a lot of the things that we only hear about, and there is actually some pictures of people from the old days. There are, I know I've seen a picture taken in about 1920 in a monastery over in Spain. There were a monk that was just floating around the ceiling. The things actually do happen, but in the Western world, you know, it's too strange. You can't even think about it, you know. It's so easy to discard it.
Yeah. Well, of course, you'd probably want to wait till we actually have the guest on the phone with us to tell us more that you may know about him.
Because yeah,
it'd be more interesting, you know, to have him tell us himself.
Yes, it would.
I'm curious how you got in touch with this man to begin with.
I met him on the internet through Facebook. I think he came to look at my Facebook page, and he found some interesting stuff on there, and then he contacted me, and we got kind of talking, and the way he was talking about some of the things that he had experienced on his page, and it sounded interesting, so I contacted him, and I asked him to be a guest. And if you want to read some of that stuff, I just put something up there about immortality and reversing the aging process. And go to my Facebook page and have a look at it. It's of course my name, AAGE, last name NOST, very simple. And you'll probably find some interesting things there.
Oh, I'm sure. I want to look at that. Well, I just hope that we'll reschedule him maybe next week.
I'll talk to him and see if we can find out what happened here, and then we will, take it from there.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll just have to go ahead and sign off for tonight. I'm hugely disappointed, but things happen, you know. But you definitely gave a very interesting, intriguing introduction to the whole subject of indigo children, and that just whet the appetite of our listeners all the more to be sure to tune in when we get Justin scheduled again, and hopefully we won't have a problem.
Yep. I guess the only thing I can say is that, what is the saying again? Good things comes to those that wait. I guess we'll wait, and then we'll hear some good things.
Okay, well, thank you again for coming on tonight and doing such an excellent job of introducing the guests that we didn't get to speak to tonight. We have to do your introduction again next time. Okay.
I'll get in touch with them, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, thank you now. And we'll be talking again next Tuesday, and hopefully everything will be fine, and we'll have him on. So good night, everyone.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.